Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, so People Magazine just came out with Sexiest Man, of course, and somehow we were all left out of it. But Mark, you were named Sexiest
1998.
Rock Star.
Go Mark.
That's right.
It was an obvious choice.
I think it was.
Me and Steven Jenkins or Third Eye Blonde or
No, but that was well deserved. Listen, in 1998, you were supreme. I mean, you still are, but listen, 1998. Listen,
Father Time is undefeated, as they say. But it was fun. It was fun accolade. It was fun, like, you know, but if you can't hang your career on songs, it goes away, as you know that, you know that. Yeah. No one's coming here to go, oh, you're a sexy guy in 98. Yeah. They're coming to hear these songs again. And I think all of us in this room can appreciate that.
Yeah, dude,
but all of us had that moment where you were a sexy guy. And that was super
How about the duet you did with Shania Twain that one time? Like one of the sexiest
I said, okay, Shania, stop bothering me. Party for Two. Greatest thing about that, dude. Recorded this her new song on her greatest hits record, by the way. Ooh, just got a diamond thing from her. Sugar Ray never even smelt diamond. Now I've got a diamond plaque in my bathroom.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Recorded that song with Mutt Lange before the divorce in her Swish castle.
No way!
So you got to go to Switzerland?
You went to the castle.
Mutt Lange.
Everybody wearing white.
Is
linen.
He as tough as everybody says he is as far as like
very
vocal
tough.
And getting it? He was
and by
like
the way, Joe,
you can
sing. You can sing. Right. Obviously, you can sing. Yeah. I'm in there. You got Pro Tools, bro? Because you're going to need it a lot.
Right. Okay.
You like copying lyrics? Because I'm your guy.
How did that happen, by the way? Like, how did this
exactly
happen?
I don't know.
He still doesn't know.
No.
It just did.
Because he was sexiest rock star.
We had a moment in the 90s where we were kind of cracking a little bit.
Dude, you were totally killing it. But like, what was the connection? Like, I'm just curious about the details.
David, the management, I was just confused and as flattered as
and
you were.
You were an American Idol judge, too.
I was, too.
While.
Back in D.C.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I don't want it to get lost that Mark isn't a good vocalist. Because
no,
he's
incredible. Right.
Listen to the vocals on the guy's song.
Listen. No,
that's why I tried to sample one of your songs.
He's stuck here with boy banders, so he has to like make
we
sure.
We are a boy band. What are you talking about?
But Mark's vocals are up there with everybody else here.
Well, thank you,
he's an amazing singer.
That means a lot.
He's going to be humble, and I know it's probably a difficult situation to be here with guys that pride themselves on vocals.
That can really sing.
No,
you couldn't make it before Pro Tools if you couldn't
we're
sing.
We're all fans of that. Fans of yours. I've heard you use that Pro Tools quip before.
No,
but
I appreciate
you're an incredible singer, man. Yeah. And just, you know,
I'm an Irish guy. I'm insecure. What am I going
to say? We're huge fans of yours as well. And kudos to you.
And you've
none
got
of
presents.
Us got to do something with Shania Twain.
That is such a big thing, too.
They
flew you to Switzerland.
To the castle.
The castle.
And everybody's wearing white linen and
talk
serving like beet juice and almonds.
Oh, my
and
God.
Beet juice. I do
it
like beet
insane.
Juice.
For 3 days, I was in the Shania Twain orbit.
Whoa.
She's lovely and he was lovely.
Yeah.
But the dude was there that ended up taking Shania, and the nanny was there too. And I was with my manager. I go, it's just kind of like a little bit of a, it was a bit of a vibe there.
Yeah.
And then we get home 3 weeks later, Shania's divorced, literally. So we saw it happening in real time.
Whoa.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. One of the best experiences of my life because Shania was just so lovely.
Is it a ski in, ski
dude,
out
Shania.
Yeah.
Castle?
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah. It was on the lake and it was straight out of Central Casting. It was what your dream castle would be.
My dream is to live in a castle, isn't it? Like
you should.
Just
go buy
you should so badly.
You can get some good. You can. I'm getting,
no, you can borrow.
I looked at some castles.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, no,
like,
I bet
Ireland.
Castles are cheaper than real estate here in LA.
A castle.
No, I mean, and relative. Yeah. It depends. I mean, if you're Ireland is beautiful, but you're gonna be in Ireland. You know what I mean? You're gonna miss your home. It depends on you know.
You're
But for like, you know, a regular home in LA, you could buy like a nice castle up in
it's
Europe.
It's very true.
But castles are like private planes.
Yeah.
You know, you get in for $3 or $4 million, but it's $5 million a year. And
exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh,
you better be ready for that.
You got the moat. You know, you got to take care of the moat. And then, you know,
you just got to B&B that stuff
plumbing,
out.
You know, I mean, the alligators.
Yeah, you better not have a Toto toilet. Because that's not working in a castle.
I mean, yeah, you have to poop through a hole.
The torches?
I mean,
someone's got to light those torches.
You got to feed the gargoyles. You know, it's all
gonna the candelabras. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You know what I mean? No security, you know, no electricity.
On and on. Good air.
I have a question. I have a question. So you, I mean, all of you have known each other for a long time. Yeah. Throughout this business, is there anything? A couple years.
I've known you for half my life, actually.
Look at that
in person because of E-Man, you know.
Wow.
And Jared, because the Joey's manager, Jared Paul, was my first manager I ever had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really. Wow.
And so, like, right after American Idol, like, and it was because of E-Man. So who worked on
E-Man
wrote and produced Crush, my first
really
single.
Yeah, of course.
Who worked on your album that you released back. Was it 2008 that you released or 2007?
It was, we met in like 2000 actually. So we go way back.
Yeah. And so like E-Man is who got me my first manager, which was Jared Paul, was your manager. And then I went to your concert where I got you confused with, I guess, Jordan with the shirt thing.
Yeah. Cause they get confused a lot.
I'm not going to lie. Here's the thing. Natasha Bedingfield was opening for y'all. And
amazing.
I was
that was my
obsessed
choice, by the way.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Smart,
thank
smart,
you.
Smart.
I was so starstruck by seeing Natasha Bedingfield when y'all come to, like Jared had y'all come to say hi. And I was like,
yeah, those guys.
I was looking at Natasha and I didn't, and I wanted to meet y'all too. It's just that I was starstruck by Natasha because anyway,
she's phenomenal.
It was a great concert. Everyone was freaking out. Can I just say how like avid the New Kids fans
are?
Yeah.
Blockheads are the best.
It was amazing.
Watch out.
The Blockheads are some of the best fans in the world. I've seen it firsthand.
Oh yeah.
You guys are really lucky, but you curated it yourself too. No, what you give back to the fans is amazing, Joey.
I mean, the crews and everything. Wait, back to my question before I forget it. Is there anything? No. Yeah. Anything you've ever wanted to ask each other? Anything you've ever wondered about each other back in the day?
Your groups or anything? Yeah.
Did you like dislike one of them secretly and you have a reason? You just want to
I've got
it
a
now?
Question for everybody here because I get it asked all the time and I've got different answers for it all the time. But I want you guys to take that one moment in your career. That was the most unforgettable moment. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Like, wow.
And not like, hey, there was this and that. Just that one moment you go, my God, like, this is blowing my mind. Yeah. Jeff, do you want to go for it? You guys can think about it. Or Lance, do you have it?
I know mine.
Go ahead, Lance. You've got
it. It was a Super Bowl halftime show with Aerosmith, Aerosmith's my favorite band.
Britney Spears.
And Britney came out.
Of that day that he's
ever looked.
Football
And you had Nelly and Mary J. at the end, but it was to go back and forth with Aerosmith because I'm a huge NFL fan. Oh. I mean, it was just the biggest moment for me ever. And I mean, I think about it like all
and
the time.
And as a fan, that was the first time I actually really paid attention to a halftime Super Bowl show. I was like 12, I think, at the time. It was in seventh grade. And I just remember being like, this is epic. And before that, I never cared.
Yeah. Well, that was when MTV
and that one
gets
often listed as one of the top 10
it's always in the top
10. Of all time. That was an amazing.
That gave NSYNC a gravitas. Cool. Like, you're NSYNC and Aerosmith and Nelly. Yeah. It was just amazing. Right. And it was like,
because they were the anchor. They were the main attraction at that time.
It was
you brought people on.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Which is really cool.
It was fun. That's when MTV would produce the halftime. Yeah. It was just epic. What about you guys? What's your favorite moment so far in your career?
Yeah, what was like a wow?
All I can think about is watching you like, no, sorry, but it's a random thing again.
Well, so
this has nothing to do.
Size?
I'm just thinking about the magazines when I was talking about you trying, like when you were going to go to space.
Oh yeah.
I want you to still go to space.
That's your best career moment.
Can we please send Lance
back to space? It was Lance
not
going to space.
We're going
to
start.
There's still a whole generation of millennials that are waiting for Lance Bass to go to space.
I'm waiting to go to space.
Y'all put it in all the magazines.
Did you go through training or anything?
Oh, he trained.
God.
He
did.
He's a certified astronaut in Russia.
It was a week before my launch.
We were waiting for like an
in
to
Russia.
Go to space.
Those are very important. He's a certified blah blah blah. Right. In
he lived on a Russian base for 6 months.
That's
to be a cat.
My clothes are on the ISS.
Yeah.
For the millennials generation, can we please send this man to space?
All right, listen. Mark asked a question and he only asked it so we would ask him what's
But Dave, you didn't tell me what was your one career moment? Was it on The final American Idol?
Like, it was like after the fact, because I didn't realize it was going to be as a special of a moment for other people. And for me, like, the reason why I do what I do and why I sing is to connect with people.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's my favorite thing. Even like from a person-to-person thing to a performance to an audience or on a TV show. When I sing Imagine on American Idol, I didn't think it was going to be special. I thought I was going to get voted off because everyone else was doing these rockin' 70s songs, like upbeat, fun.
No.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna put people to sleep.
No, that doesn't work on American Idol. If you sing a song that you could kill vocally, that's what's going to win you.
I didn't know what that was. Yeah. You know, I just turned 17. I just thought, okay, like this song I like and whatever. And like they were going to have me sing another song. What was it? You Made Me So Very Happy by Blood, Sweat and Tears. But my dad had heard me sing Imagine before. Yeah. He's like, David, you should sing Imagine.
Oh, it was epic.
And
I remember.
And I was like, okay. And so I was like, sorry, but can I change my song? And I felt bad. And they were like, okay, let's see if we can get it clear. And they did. And I sang it. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to get voted off because I'm going to put. But for some reason, it connected with people. And that's what people, to this day, like last week, people were. I have people coming up to me last week saying, when you sing Imagine, I'm like, I don't know why.
You connected.
But the reason why I love that moment is because it allowed me to connect with millions of people.
When I heard you sing, it was like my favorite rendition I've ever heard of that song at the time. So I can listen it in my head. And I know exactly like your inflexes and everything because I just remember that as a fan.
Thank you. See, Joey, that's why I asked the question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Let's go right here, baby.
Kidding. I just wanted to get back to it. It's my way of getting back to it. So
what
I can
was
tell
yours,
you
what
yeah, mine. Joey, what was it's yours, your turn. Yours? It's your turn.
Well, there's so many,
interesting
Mark.
To know. Yeah, it would be interesting to know having so many experiences.
I do want to say, though, I mean, you know, you have a voice that, like, some people say they could sing the phone book, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you're blessed with that. But the way you serve and the way you unselfishly and humbly, you know, just offer that gift is incredible. But like there's not, you know, so many people have covered that song, but like the honesty and the just the simpleness that you were able to and obviously just the sound that, you know, God gave you for that voice, you know. And then selfishly I go, I have to remember that. Don't we have to remember that as artists? You know what I mean? Because we can get so cynical every time we go after it. Oh, and it sounds so corny, you know, but like we have to remind ourselves of that because that's what our fans show up for. That's why people.
Well, we've all been beaten up by the business. Yeah. And I think we all got into it to do exactly what you're talking about, to serve, to do music because it's in our heart.
And connect with people.
Because we're gifted with a little bit of it. Maybe some more than others, right? But, you know, I think that that's the thing that you end up getting sort of distracted from was the whole reason you got into it. And it was because you just love music and you love the reaction of people that hear you singing and portraying these messages. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right. I'm glad you kind of brought that up. And for you to just sort of kind of recollect something that all these guys are going was a pivotal moment on that. Not just that season, but that series in its entirety is a pretty amazing moment. And
it's true.
The fact that you shared that and it just now coming back to you that
especially
you were able to do that for so many people.
There was only
few
moments that like you really remember from American Idol. There's been so many seasons and it's like you forget so much, but there's a few moments of certain people singing certain songs that you remember. And yours is definitely one.
That's one.
Sure.
Thank you.
It's true.
Yeah. Thank it was like Adam Lambert when he did Mad World. And that was his like moment. Yeah.
It was amazing. You know,
like Kelly Clarkson had, the second you first saw her sing Respect, no one even knew who she was until the last 24. And then she sang that. And everyone was like,
and
who
Natural
is this
Woman?
Woman?
When she sang Natural
and
Woman.
She killed it. The second she sang, it was like, look, the competition's over.
Yeah, but don't get it lost because you were involved in that moment. That your moment isn't as important as the other ones.
Thank you.
Exactly.
What's weird about it is it didn't feel like a moment at the time. It was just like, you know, it's just. Like you're just doing what you love, like singing, like I would in my backyard, and like the dogs would bark because I'd be singing, so they'd like come over and like interrupt me, like
I know the dogs.
So like it was just a moment, but you don't. Sometimes you just don't realize when it's gonna be something that other people relate to. But that's also when I realized the power of music.
It's magic, right?
And that's another great reminder, though. That's the thing. We don't get to decide what it means to other people.
Yeah,
you know, we just show up. Of course it means something to us. Of course that song meant something to you, but like, yeah,
everyone interprets it differently.
It's a reminder, yeah.
So, Dave, you have to play that in your shows, right? There's no way you're not playing.
I haven't in the years.
Why have you not done that in your shows?
I probably should.
What's wrong with you?
It's your free bird.
I don't know. I think I was.
Revisit that one.
There's like the American Idol trauma that you deal with in your mind. That like, I'm like, I don't want to put myself back in that place because it was amazing, but also super. Yeah. There's a lot mixed in with that. That you try to like. cancel it out. But maybe I should. I feel like it's 100%. Enough time has passed.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Joe Mack, what about you?
That's the beauty of it, man. It's like...
No, it's on you.
Psychedelic on us again.
No, I'm getting a little.
Music
clip.
Man takes me.
No.
It's being a prostitute.
But I'm glad. I'm glad he's aware of that. You know what I mean? And like again, just feeding off the awareness of that. That like that was a tough time. You know, it's like, and that's success, right? I mean, like we can all identify with that. Is that like. It's the biggest show in the world, and you're right up there with everything, and like it's such a gift, but like it was hard, and there's trauma, and you have to sort through that, and balance that, and like it's lovely that like you're at a moment now in your life that you can only get through living. You can't snap your fingers. It can't take 5 years or 15 years or whatever. It takes what it takes, and like now, it's really sweet that you're like, you know what. Okay. Yeah. I walked through that. I felt that. I felt the feelings. I lived a life. I went through that. And now maybe I can look at it and I identify with that. I think we all do.
So it's got to put distance between what you're known for.
Yeah.
And then let it all kind of cycle through and go, that was pretty cool. And I'm super proud of it.
Yes.
And I'm so honored anybody ever showed up and still show up.
Yes.
I think Jeff, you talked about it earlier. We all did.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
So your moment was what, Joe?
Well,
it's only 40-minute segment total. A
couple of things. I've been blessed beyond belief.
I know we know you
belief, and you know me and the new kids. We're like a family, and somehow we haven't screwed it up, and it's been wonderful. And I've also, you know, been able to do a lot of things on my own. A couple of things come to mind. I'll pick one. And it sounds like a flex, but I just played Carnegie Hall this year.
Well done.
And I just turned 50, man. So I did something special. But
what?
It was great. It was great.
Dude,
we played
that's
for
awesome. The fact that you just turned 50, you do not look 50.
Thank you.
Dude, like this guy
I'm not the guy
ageless.
With the shirt and the fan, but I do look good.
Well, you could. You probably could.
Yeah.
It could be. You could.
But it was wonderful. And I had the guys there, and I had all these meaningful people, and I got to play. And
it's amazing.
And the thing is what the gift there is that I belonged. I belonged.
You
know what I'm saying? We get to a place where because
comfortable in your own skin.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
18,000 people could say, what do you mean you belong? Right? Yeah. They'd say to all of us, and that's what we're talking about here. But like for me, in a very simple, quiet way, like I belong there.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For
it was beautiful, and I couldn't have asked
and
for,
it was sold out.
For anything more.
It was sold out.
What did you see?
Quickly. About 25 songs we sang for 3 hours. They had to kick us off because the curfew literally put them out. We cut the last song in half, called the audible. We said, we'll do one verse. I mean, it was
Union epic. Does not play there, man. No. That curve's going down.
It's coming down.
But a lot of different stuff. I'll send you the.
I love
that's
that.
Really cool. I already have your Oh Holy Night saved on my queue.
Yes. Thank you.
YouTube and Spotify.
Jeff, what's your moment?
Jeff? I want to go to Mark.
You still thinking?
For us, it's really hard to pick. I mean, same. You're going, okay, what was, I mean, the first time we heard our song on the radio was an amazing moment. We're like, we never expected this to happen. And then to do songs with Mariah Carey and Joe and Stevie Wonder and stuff for Disney and then do Michael Jackson's special. For Luther Vandross, performing with
ridiculous.
Luther Vandross
and
Usher, and to be associated with you guys and you guys later on. I mean, it's hard to pick a moment. So it sounds
that's why I asked the
canon
question.
Corny, but it's like the entire journey is a moment.
No, I hear you for sure.
You know, and to be able to do it, I think really for me as a 50-year-old guy too, and to be able to do this.
You guys do not age.
I mean, just to be doing this and to be associated with legendary once in a lifetime brands and bands that are pinnacles of music history. Yeah. Being a fan of the music, although we get associated with canned up pop stuff that's packaged, we all got in it for the love of music.
Yeah.
And to be able to be doing this, it's been the journey. I can't pick a moment because singing at the White House with Christina and looking at Bill Clinton in the audience, or, you know, that's crazy to me, being from a small town in Ohio that was taping songs off of the radio, going, all right, parting it out.
How
and trying
to get
to do
out
it.
Of Ohio to all
you know,
this.
I just started a group at a party trying to sing for girls.
Oh, yeah. Said,
I need to drive to LA.
Yeah, they were all friends.
I mean, it was really, if you think about it now, it was really kind of impulsive and dumb. Yeah. And you would never do it. My parents just were like, well, he's really got his head set on this. He's going to go do it. And I got fortunate enough to be paired up with a bunch of other guys that were really talented. And we worked hard and had success and got lucky. And it all ended up being amazing. So one moment,
Kismet.
I don't have one, you know, I can't pick one. Well,
you just said it. And talk about like summarizing to a key. Like that was a great summary. But like just being able to start something that took you on a journey. That's amazing.
You know, we're talking about doing stuff that I was dreaming about, that my friends, I'm from a really small town that's a football town. They thought it was absolutely insane and stupid, and I was the laughing stock of my town. Then
talk about football and lovers in Ohio.
But later on, you know, they everybody's gracious that you go back and support and give back to the town, which is perfect. But certainly this goes above and beyond what I had envisioned for my life, and the impact and things that we got to do later on, which is an absolute blessing, you know, to be doing it this many years later, and and to be still relevant and selling tickets and not
bigger than ever,
not chasing, you know.
So like, how much? Because sometimes I wonder that. I'm like, how much longer can I do this?
As long as you love it,
it's all I know.
Why would you want to stop,
bro? As long as you love it,
why would you want to stop? You got the golden.
I want to. I just don't know if like I will not be able to get the.
You got a world class voice, dude. If you show up, people are going
to
show up.
As long as you love it, and as long as people know that you love it and love what you do.
Unless you want to buy a castle, and then then we got to talk. We got to figure that out.
You know, that's like just a one-bedroom, one-bedroom in LA.
All right,
Mark,
this better
Mark's
be good,
have
Mark.
To light the torches for you.
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, but the thing he said is what all of our best moments. The journey has been amazing. All of, you kind of hinted towards it, and David, you've said it too. The journey, and Lance, you know, the journey's been amazing, and it's still happening. And we still have magical moments. But that one tangible moment for me was in 1999. We were opening for the Rolling Stones. Watch your feet. Names are falling. And we're opening for the Stones, and I'm sitting there going, because we were a little older. My success happened when I was 27. I was a little bit older. At 68 years old now, I feel comfortable saying that.
What?
don't I look good for 68?
And we'll be back.
Now you've impressed him.
Anyway. So I'm for the Stones, and I'm sitting there going.
But you'll be 25 forever, though.
I think you will, Mark.
Like Justin Bieber in my head forever.
You didn't like it, you know. 25 forever,
So we're sitting there playing, and Stones audiences are typically tough. They're like Metallica audience. They don't want to see anybody else but the Stones. So we're going out there. We're battling. We're throwing some punches. We had Fly in the arsenal. So we had a couple of haymakers. We're battling. And I think the audience looked at you guys like, oh, they're a bunch of puppies on stage. They're happy to be here. Because we were. It was amazing. Open for the Stones.
That's amazing.
So the last song we're doing, I went, hey, guys, thanks for Sugar Ray. Thanks for putting up with this. Got one more song here tonight. It's called Every Morning. It just went to number one today. Wow. So I want to say thank you all so much for having us. I don't think this night could ever get better for me in my career. And I want to thank you all. I looked to my right, and there was Mick Jagger and Keith Richards at the monitor station watching us. I go, hold on. It just got a little bit better. And so I was thinking in my mind, I don't think it's ever, and I was very cognizant of the moment. I don't ever think it's going to be better than this. So that was the moment. We played every morning, and it was
great. Just you know, like, look out there and see Keith Richards. Like,
for the win. For the win.
Like a cigarette going.
With his bottle of Jack Daniels. Right. Yeah,
I had a bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah.
But that's the coolest, that they came out and they cared enough and they're sitting there. That's the thing.
That's super cool.
And the fact you. Just to see like legends do that, like that, the fact they wanted you there, first of all, like they're not just gonna like bring Joe Schmo. Like you had stuff that impressed them and made an impact and that they enjoyed and connected with.
Well, that's sweetie, Dave. And I appreciate that. And it felt like that. The way they made us feel completely felt like that. We did about 10 days with the Rolling Stones. That's I'd be awesome. Calling up people on my second grade soccer team. What are you doing, bro? Nothing.
Hanging out with the Stones.
Yeah, that was amazing. So, always glad to have that moment. You know?
I mean, that's beautiful. Speaking of tours, what is your dream tour to be on? If you could put a tour together with you guys and like two opening acts, like who would it be?
I mean,
y'all do mixtape all the time.
The new kids have been so lucky. I mean, we do these, you know, awesome. Mixtape tours the last few years.
And I like how it's mixed
it
in.
Is.
I
love
that.
It sort of started with having an amazing, you know, night of like 98 degrees and back and 98 degrees and Boys to Men and us. That was like, come on.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah, it was amazing
we
night.
We saw that.
And then after that, we were able to do Paul Abdul and
American Idol.
Yeah. And then we did, you know, but this last couple ones, we started the show and ended the show. So our acts, and that's a great way.
That was a cool look.
Well, you get better acts because they're not like, well, who's opening up?
Yeah, they're integrated into the show.
It's a tough call. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you get great acts, but now it's like, no. In Vogue, you're going to come out here you're going
to
come out here.
That's what
Salt
and
Pepper, you're going to come out here and come
Salt
out here. Man.
Debbie Gibson.
And they sang with the bands too, which made it great. You guys stayed on stage with them.
Which
made it
wonderful.
Super cool. Yeah.
So we've been able to have that.
And Joey, you let us open for you guys in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Remember that?
Hey, I mean,
come on.
Festival.
But that's
we never asked back because we blew them off.
But
the
stage. that was sort of like we were playing with the mixtape thing.
Yeah,
that was like our first sort of like
super fun. Really appreciate it.
But
that.
we're always like, you know, we always got. But I mean, are we cool enough for Sugar
stop?
Ray? Are we cool enough for Sugar Ray? But you're
that's
like right in that
test.
I shouldn't say this out loud, but I kind of want. But you guys got to get back together. But
say it.
Boy band aid.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, yeah. Could you imagine?
So
name the lineup.
No, Wembley.
We can't.
They did it in Philadelphia.
One day. Name the lineup. Dummy the lineup.
Well, you got all the boy bands from UK. We got over here. We got 98 degrees.
You're doing it for one day. It's
right.
It's go ahead.
Yeah,
it would be.
I mean, you got 98 degrees. Take
that.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Boys to Men, New Edition. I mean, shit, you bring the Jacksons back. I mean, you know, you have some special guests.
Biggest,
come on.
What's the biggest?
Don't forget about Westlife. You got to have Westlife in there.
Well, for Live Aid, they did. Philadelphia. Some people say I thought it was New York, but it's the Philadelphia.
It was Philly and London.
So you get London, but you
Phil
I mean,
Collins did both.
There.
Remember Phil Collins did both.
Yeah, went back.
Same
forth. But then you know, in London, you have so many
Boyzone,
Westlife,
Westlife,
E17, One Direction,
Five.
Take That. Who we're buddies would Take That. So
and when the lights
that would be incredible.
That was supposed to. That was an NSYNC song. And they said no.
That
to
was
it.
An NSYNC
Which
song.
One?
They turned
Which
down.
One?
When the lights
go down.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what we got?
But they got Bye 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 instead, and they turned that down.
Good choice.
So, yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Anyways, but as far as like collaboration, or you feel like a tour?
Well, I mean, I was saying tour, but I mean, I love that idea because it actually gives back too.
Can I tell mine? Can I say mine right now? Yeah. I'd really like this because it'd be a stadium tour and crush the summer. NSYNC, New Kids. 98 degrees. Yeah. End of story.
Don't forget about
multiple nights in big cities.
Boys.
And
Backstreet Boys would cry if they were not invited, okay?
They
would cry. Let's share the booth a little bit.
Less money for you guys. We'll throw them in there. Here we go.
You would like ignite something in people that has been like dormant for a year or so.
That would be
something.
When NSYNC gets back together, they can
Taylor
write their
numbers.
Own check.
Taylor
you know
Swift
what I mean? They will be wiping their ass when NSYNC gets back together. They'll bring us in to wipe their ass.
No,
and they're going to have that moment. Get your together because we're all tired of waiting.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
As far as like, you know, it's a little bit, I know you're a boy band or whatever. I mean, us guys have sort of toured with each other, but is it like, who would your, you know, three acts you would love to, because they're doing that all the time. What, all these bands are coming back together, like, you know, but who would those two other bands be?
A band for us that was hugely influential, LA band, came like really from a punk rock, really super college, pre-alternative background, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh yeah, you guys,
those are gods, right?
I feel a Sopotko. Yeah. I'm not comparing because they're the next level.
But you but want
there's
that
a, there's
fire.
A synergy
oh,
there.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah, because
exactly.
I mean they were such an influence in our band.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That.
Just to get on stage, the energy and all that.
And you guys had put out. I know a little bit about your background.
Yeah,
and you guys were influenced by more of that rock sort of scene. I know a lot of the songs you ended up putting out seemed to be a little bit more in the pop lane, but you guys were influenced by the Chili Peppers and some of the other punk rock scene.
Yeah, it's in our DNA.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we got signed as a rock and roll band. Yep. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what we did. We had two songs we got signed. We lied to Atlantic Records. You could do that back then.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
We had two songs. One was called Caboose. The other was called Lick Me.
Yeah.
And we made a video, McGee, our buddy McGee, made a video to Caboose on 35 millimeter tape. So it looked ready to go. And Doug Morris founded Atlantic Records and goes, I don't know about this song, kind of sucks, but this band looks fun. And this is the grunge area, mind you, early 90s. Signed this band, they're having fun.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
right.
How we got signed.
Yep.
Wow. Not on music, not on capabilities, not on talent.
Yeah.
So we had to play catch up, you know? So the first record was like Kids in a Candy Store. We'd be like doing Sex Pistols song, Red Hot Chili Peppers songs with a little bit of hip hop in there. And as you play more and tour the world, you get better as musicians and songwriters.
Yeah.
And that led to Fly.
Yep. Yeah.
And the rest is history. Yeah. That's how it worked.
Oh, that's
we did everything backwards.
Yeah.
Still doing it to this day.
That worked.
Don't sing it better than me. That's my only
thing. No, who can sing it better? No, here's the thing. You got swag. Like, that's the thing that like made
you got the riz.
You got the riz.
Yeah.
I got the frosted tips.
Yeah. And the frosted tips.
That's right.
Still rocking.
Yeah. Oh, frosted tips are like Dumbo's feather for us. Yeah.
You're right.
Like, you know, as long as we have the tips,
our power is
good.
We're good.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it has been so much fun catching up with you guys.
It's been amazing.
Happy holidays. What would you like to tell your fans right now for the holidays? And like, and how can we keep up with you guys?
Oh, wow.
Mark?
Well, I think we kind of alluded to it a little bit. Like, I'm just so grateful to be here with all you guys. I don't know what to expect tonight.
Yeah.
Feels like old friends, you know, like we kind of said it. I see you guys every couple of years, you know, and it's always been cordial and fun, but I think we really like grinded it out today and talked about things that I feel like a connection you guys have will always have.
Yes.
And to build these friendships as we get older.
Yeah.
And you said something very, you know, particular tonight when you said like, we are the 90s, dude. That's our decade. You know, that we will always be in the 80s and 90s. For
a little bit, we get to straddle the...
I know, you get to straddle
the cup.
Nice.
Right on the cup.
Someone we need to be in 90s when we need to be.
Without a
doubt. Oh, yeah, we're in the 90s.
The best of both worlds. Yeah. So I couldn't be more grateful to take this ride with you guys. And everybody watching at home. And this is like the coolest guys ever.
No, it's like
the most
a family.
Talented guys ever. All of them deserve to be where they are.
I got one more story about you, young man. Because we all know this is... You're a shining light in this town.
Yes.
He's not my show.
When we first got back together, when the New Kids first got back together, it was an exciting time. Same thing you're witnessing now, that like, oh my God, could NSYNC be getting back together? And it was in like late 2007, 2008. It was like, wow. And we announced it. We were sneaking it out and whatever. And we're at Staples Center for a Lakers game.
Yep.
And we're both in the bathroom. We just happen to be in the bathroom. We're at side-by-side urinals. And Mark turns to me and goes, is it happening?
Like, I'm trying, but
you're such a big heart, and like we need that kind of stuff. It's so easy to be a cynic in this business,
yeah, for sure,
and like look down. But like, thank you for like, you know, keeping the fires burning and like, and having, you know, comrades and fellows be excited about certain things is so important, because sure, that's, yeah, that's a rarity, and it's infectious too. So, mm-hmm, so thank
that,
you, buddy.
Julian. Thank you. Thank all. You. I think about you in the summertime. That's the best New Kid song. I love that one.
Tonight's mine.
Vocals out of
tonight's mine.
Yeah. He's not so shy anymore.
Can you comp that for me?
Proposals it up. Separate some feeds.
15 more times. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Would you like to say goodbye to everyone?
Just thanks for having me. This has been a blast. It's been a joy. Of course, I love and feel honored to be with these guys. And of course, I always love hanging out with you too and being a part of this. And David, man, such a big fan.
Yeah,
and
David,
watching your career keep escalating and having so much success, it's an honor to be with you as well. And exciting about everybody's endeavors.
And by the way, you're going to last a long time because you're a sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah, exactly. Man.
You're kind and you're curious about others. So, yeah. David,
and you're talented.
Sorry to interrupt you, buddy. Wonderful guy.
Please. I was probably best to be
cut off. I feel like the oddball because it's like everyone's in boy bands and stuff, and I'm like, oh.
You're an honorary boy band.
You're in your own boy
band. Well, look, if you were in one of our boy bands, we would have been jealous of you singing all the lead vocals.
Thank you. Yeah, well, anyone who's fans, can we just say, like, you're next. Never mind.
No, I'll
talk after you. Speak, David.
Merry Christmas. Happy to be here. Always have. Go ahead. You go.
No. People want to hear what.
No, I'm good. I've said enough. Seriously.
So,
how about Silent Night real quick, Joey, before you get out of here?
I'm only saying something because David wants me to. This is what I'm saying. Now let's take it to David.
Oh my gosh. No. I just, everyone here, it's like such caliber of people. It's so fun to be with good people who are in the business, and everyone here is so enjoyable, so delightful, good energy. So for those who are watching, who've watched these people's careers like throughout the years, like these are great caliber people. So like great choice of people to follow. And great boy bands, like we've all loved listening to all of your music growing up, and I'm so glad that the next generation is now picking up and enjoying and like igniting the next, like, for more stuff for you, because I just really sincerely want y'all to keep going, keep thriving, because y'all are great people and great music, and I'm so glad that I got to like grow up on your music and now be able to hang with y'all. This is so fun. Right?
And now,
it's so fun.
Well said, Mike.
Is there crying spots?
I know, right? Well, now you're part of a great support system. Yeah. So welcome to the club,
boy
David.
Band, so that I can like join the boy band vibe.
Yeah, we're going to make
it
happen.
You can jump in and out.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, guys. That is all the show I have
for you.
Thanks
you,
so much.
We didn't hear
Lance. Oh, well, I mean, gratitude. People hear me too much on this thing. But no, I mean, I've had such a great time, especially with this show, because this last year has been so fun with Frosted Tips, because I love interviewing. I mean, that's what I've been doing for so many years, and I just love talking to people, but specifically getting to know you guys, because yes, we crossed paths throughout the last 20 years and great, but like to really get to know you guys and see where your heads are at and see all the similarities that we all have, but to see that we all came out on top and that we're all still, you know, like good people. And it's just nice to feel that, like I said, a support system whenever you need it. Like, I know that I could like call you guys anytime and be like, hey, I need, you know, can you help me with this? And y'all would just jump at the chance. So like, I just love that. It's a fun family. And I don't think a lot of people could ever get that or understand it unless you kind of walked through that.
Yeah.
But it's a fun club to be a part of. And I'm glad that we were part of it together.
You're here.
Hey. Oh, you guys.
Now we just got to get David into some Frosted Tips and then we'll be good.
Yeah. I might get them.
Okay.
Give me a good person, y'all. Who do you get it from? And I'll get some Frosted Tips.
All right. Thank you guys for being here.
Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance
and Michael Turzenart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real L.A. gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.